got Brennan's rectal integrity going again.
Nah. I don't make noises that high pitched. Like if you were to play a bassoon in a mud bath, that's pretty much what it sounds like, okay? There's no high pitch.
Do you know what I loved the other day? This is why you should be on Twitter more often. Me and Toby had an awesome Talking Poofy Twitter 1-2 punch. Because I tweeted that I was quite shitty with my Vodafone service and said, oh, it's like browsing through mud. And Toby's gone, you should try it on a BlackBerry. It's like browsing through mud with mittens on.
Fucking hate you, BlackBerry.
Oh, honey, calm down. You'll be all right. This is the Poofcast, by
the way.
Oh,
yeah, apparently so.
And as you can tell by the other professional intro fabulous that I'm Richard Outrageous, Scott Brennan, Punctual Toby Sullivan, this is our deleted scenes episode. Stop doing that.
Okay.
Stop it.
Sorry. All right, let's... deleted scene. So all the shit that wasn't fit to put in the bucket in the first place.
Yeah, stuff that was, you know... Sometimes we talk to people and we don't pay it for weeks later and they're banging on about their book that came out yesterday. It's like, oh, that book's old.
Yeah, we don't care. So, well, let's get started. Let's hear that shit then. Let's go. Like, what are we fucking waiting for?
You know what? They should make a law, right? Stop it! Stop it! It sounds like you're about to explode and I don't want to drown.
I just like it when you sound like Jackie O. Oh, stop it!
Stop it! You terrible! No! You can't finger a nun on air! You're sick! You are sick!
That shocked me. Wow. We really are just setting the standard for the deleted scenes, aren't we?
Might be terrible.
We are framing our shit with farts. We are setting the scene with fart sounds. Oh, my God. I should have studied harder at school.
You did.
I know. Imagine how hard I would have had to study to avoid this. I studied hard and here I am.
Talk poofy to me.
Things. Remember Elf in the War?
Yes, I remember.
No. But what? No, but what you've got to do there is you've got to. No, what you should do is
don't listen to him.
No. On Thursday, what we'll do is we'll go to the we'll go and actually no, first we'll go to the
How long do you think you could sustain that for?
Until it got annoying, which, so not very long.
Immediately.
Toby's eating.
Hi. Yeah, so please excuse the...
maybe you should pause for a moment,
Yeah, maybe
Toby.
You should stop eating for a second.
All right.
Oh, it's 2:30. It's not lunchtime.
What are you eating, Toby?
Tuna.
Tuna, that's what I just had.
Oh,
see?
I just had tuna and some chicken soup.
Oh. Exactly. So you faggots, shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to be carb free, you know.
Toby's got some horrible one of those, you know, modern people's illnesses where he can't eat anything wheaty.
Mm. Yeah, no, I know that. I've got similar actually.
Right.
Yep.
Jane,
right.
Let's get married. We're perfect for each other.
Honey, and I won't pressure you into anything.
Well, that's good because I don't think there'd be anything happening.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll start this properly.
I'm so pleased you were. Respect my choice.
Talk poofy to me.
You've just given up, you.
No, we're still going.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Have you got, how many more have you got in yet?
Me?
Yeah.
Two Asians.
There's one for the deleted scenes.
Zing!
Talk poofy to me.
It's important to learn. Because, you know, what would we know?
Well, what would we know about being professional?
You've gone all erect, Toby. You've gone all erect. You've all...
Have I? I can't tell.
Oh. Toby's right. Shitty because his alopecia drugs have been missing for the last 3 weeks.
Alopecia. That poor man. And what would he... What about the guy waking up and going, why the fuck would he take
my alopecia drugs?
medication.
Yeah. Turn you on.
Oh my god!
Right, all right, we got 5 minutes. Let's go. Talk profit to
me. Okay, now I was going to ask you, would you?
Ah, yes.
But you'll probably have to Google image search Drew Carey at this rate because that's probably a pretty obscure.
Drew Carey.
Oh, Drew Carey.
Would you Drew Carey?
Oh, no. We have the American Prices Right on cable here. On, yes. I think the W for Women channel. Right. It's on before Jeopardy.
Oprah Network, I think.
No, yeah. We don't have an Oprah Network.
I would not Drew Carey. I think he would be too arch afterwards. He'd be like, how was that, Drew? And he'd go, amazing.
Yeah.
No, I'd be worried having sex with Drew Carey that it would be like you know how he does... You know, whose line is it anyway?
Yeah.
That he'd be constantly feeding me things. Okay, now you have to have sex with this giant hand and you're on a TV show.
Okay, it's a hold down. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm a bit scared. I feel like it would become a story if I had sex with Drew Carey.
Who's a hot guy? Who would I Canadian? Who's the number one Canadian that I would?
Is Billy Campbell Canadian? He's hot.
I have not. It's a brand of soup. That's all I can tell you.
He may not be hot.
Well, in that case.
He may not be hot, but he's very nourishing.
Yeah.
On a cold night.
William Shatner was Canadian.
William Shatner Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck I would. Yeah.
Young William Shatner,
number one.
You know, actually, hey, am I wrong? Hold on, let me pull the peanut gallery. Hey, was the guy from Tron Canadian?
The guy from Tron, the original Tron, Bruce Boxleitner.
No, not the Tron movie. The second Tron movie with the guy with the abs. Wasn't he Canadian?
Oh, Garrett Hedlund.
Oh, was he?
Oh, was he Canadian?
He's totally
I don't know. Maybe not. Look, but either way,
just claim
Star Wars
him.
Wise, so, and you guys would all bang him, and Toby, well, he'd bang anything.
I'd be very happy to enter Garrett's digital world.
I'd like his digits to enter my world. Oh,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Let it cool on. Quiet, please. There's the colon on stage.
Why do you always have the world's most ancient fucking song in your head? Do you know what? Whenever I hear you sing one of those songs, it reminds me of your fucking headshot from the with the turtleneck. you had the cabaret star headshot.
Ah, yes.
And the hideous fringe, which now you'd be hard pressed to grow.
Oh, it's just got so much further to go now.
Talk profit to me. Thursday. What do you mean, botulism? Not botulism. No, that's different. No, that's a scab. Botulism's a rash. Well, you can pick at a scab. A rash is just there. No. What will I have? I have fucking never. You take that back. Take it back. Take it back. A little bit. Take it. No.
We've
talked about this.
Grunty's on the phone. This is a blooper. What we have to put up with before.
When I used to get up your ass. Well, because my car's not fucking big enough, is it? Yes, exactly. I wouldn't have thought so. Well, no, we went through this last year. God. My kitchen is not big enough. All right, four pallets.
Oh, dear.
Not one model more. Sorry, boys, hang on. You get the 86. Wait till it smells funny. Get off. Call. No, you call me. Well, I don't have fucking credit either.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll call you back. Talk profit to me. I'll be in charge of shrieking and going, no!
That's a bumper.
Yeah.
Talk Poofy to me. So has anybody got any interesting stories?
Yeah, let's write a Dear Talking Poofy to each other.
Yeah. What a great segue.
Yeah, yeah. Toby. I'm a professional.
Wow. Actually, I've got a little something that happened to me.
Well, we'll be back after these messages. Yeah. That's not flashback for that hideous episode.
No. Oh, yes.
It was a good idea at the time.
That's right.
It was.
But I something happened to me, and I'm it might get a bit rocky, guys. It's quite personal. It's quite.
Are you about to sit backwards on your chair and say, "Let's just rap"?
Yeah, let's just rap. Let's.
Hang on, I'm going to sit down.
Let's talk turkey for this. I had an experience. I had an experience the other night. No, I had this dream, right? Where, I had an experience the other night with a rather sort of large, well, with a
Why
bodybuilder.
Do you talk in weird fucking all right, prissy okay. euphemisms when you talk about sex?
Here we go.
You get it up yet more often than anyone I know. And then when it comes to talking about it, you're like, so I had an encounter.
I had
a rather swarthy gentleman.
Mr. Darcy.
Who... wasn't there a trouble at one point where there was a gay porn movie and a guy, it was made in Australia, and one of the guys was wearing a Collingwood jumper?
Oh, right.
And they got into a bit of trouble, like Eddie McGuire.
For licensing.
Because they hadn't paid for it to be in there.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He's getting done up the date in his Guernsey.
The clubs protect their intellectual property rights fairly aggressively.
Which, the whole idea of football clubs having intellectual property is just...
Well, the clubs, yes, but the footballers and intellect, not so much. There's a couple of rare examples. Harry O'Brien from Collingwood is an intelligent, philosophical footballer.
Right. I did read ages ago, it was like Book Week or something in Melbourne, and they had an article trying to encourage kids to read. It was in The Age, in the newspaper, and they were talking to all these footballers about the last book that they read. And all of, like, you know, there was like, oh, yeah, I'm halfway through the Da Vinci Code. And one of the footballers was, it actually was, I've just finished a book on how to do my own tax. Like, that was, like, it was really slim pickings in the book department.
Well, look, in all fairness, you don't take up a career of throwing a ball around a paddock because NASA doesn't have enough holidays.
Yeah. You know? Talk Poofy to me.
All right, look, let's bring this back to earth. It is football finals season, so we want to know, who is your favourite sports person and why do you think they are or are not gay?
Oh, my favourite sports person. That's very hard. I've wanted to be in the arts since I was 10. Sport can get fucked in general. favourite sports person.
You are a crazy St Kilda fan, I know that.
No, I dropped them.
What?
You dropped them?
What?
It's controversial.
Is it because they're all rapists?
Yes, that's exactly why. It was disgraceful. So on that sort of point, I'd say my favourite sports personality would be Jimmy Steins from Demon President.
He's a lovely man, Jimmy
Steins. Yeah, for that reason. I think he's
probably not gay.
Probably not gay. Maybe in the closet. What do you reckon, Harley?
Well, maybe. We'll see if he comes out after everything else he's going through.
Right.
You know, I've worked with Jim Steins before.
Yeah.
He was a contestant on All Star Squares.
Right.
Where we used to put alleged celebrities in a Noughts and Crosses board.
Right, yes.
And I used to write questions for them.
You have been around a long time.
Yeah.
All Star Squares. That's fucking great.
It was 99, love. It was quite some time ago.
Wow. Talk Poofy
to me. I'm sure she wasn't born with that name. Descending to my feet. I was just curious because I've always walked past these places and they say it's very relaxing. And that, I'm sure it would be if you didn't have a phobia about people touching you.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not a good move, Colin.
Yeah, no. I would not let someone for myself. I would not let someone finger my bunions. No, thank you. No, sir.
Whereas I've spent many a fine Saturday night having my bunions fingered.
I'm also incredibly ticklish.
Oh.
Oh.
Have you had a massage before?
Can you classify it as a massage if stuff comes spurting out of the top?
No, that's opening a champagne bottle, Colin.
Squeezing the zits on your back is not a massage.
Oh, that's the worst euphemism for sex I've ever heard. Oh, I want to squeeze the zits on his back.
Oh. Well, there was a famous routine that Dudley Moore did where he said his mother walked in on him masturbating and he said, I've got cancer of the knob and I've got to squeeze the pus out.
Oh, Dudley.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop it. You've made me horny and hungry.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
We'd better talk about matters of substance and import.
Yes.
Yes, because I'm making a lot of noise in my little cubicle.
You are.
not going anywhere near that one. Dal, yes, I'm back here now, sweetheart.
I was once, but that was 1979.
Hello, is that Grunty?
What?
Is that Grunty?
What?
Hello, it's Perry Laps here, Grunty.
Remember,
I used to host karaoke down at your...
Yeah, how could I fucking forget?
Yes.
You know, I had to replace that roof 4 times.
Well, that wasn't really my...
So I only replaced it 3 times.
Wow.
And then turned into a beer garden. Yeah. What the fuck do you want?
You still owe me a little bit of money, Grunty.
Oh, bro! Boy, I've been through this.
No, you didn't pay me for the last two weeks.
You didn't fucking do the show you promised me.
I did.
You promised me the history of everything on Ice on Fire with Wings. The musical...
The history of everything on Ice on Fire with Wings.
What? All I fucking got was 2 choruses of Total Eclipse and a Hey Jude for 25 minutes. You can fuck off. All right, I'll send you your fucking money, Pro. What's your postal address? Just give me the name of the bridge that that you're living under. You have got a fucking cheek. You have got a fucking cheek. And 4.5 dicks in you. At time of writing. I'm telling you, if you fucking call me again...
Make it stop.
I will kick you so hard in the nuts. Your tuck is going to reappear out the front of your fucking bark fucking tooth. You filthy piece of shit.
Front of your buck fucking teeth. Oh my God.
And you know what? Your fucking cousin's no good behind the bar or in the arse either. Jesus Christ. You know what? Your fucking whatever his name is, Peter or whatever his fucking, you know what he's good for? Keeping the fucking windows open. Jam his head in the door jam. You are a disgrace to all the other disgraces you hang around with. Where'd you get this fucking number anyway? Oh, toilet wall like everybody else. That'd be fine. Talk profit
to me. The other thing is, I know we talk a lot about getting off chops and being out of our scones, and that's because we're full of self-loathing.
Yeah.
We do. We talk about it a lot.
We're 40 and we've had a lot of kind of life experience and also sexual experience. And so we know how to... We've had the experience to be able to carry ourselves in situations where maybe we're not in as much control as we normally would be. We've had the experience to be able to go, you know what? This is a bit fucked. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Whereas if you... You know, if you're going and haven't had that experience,
so many regrets from being a teenager.
Oh, God,
so
don't you, though? Things. Don't you?
Yeah.
So many things I just think, why was I...
What
not
was I thinking?
Why was I not more protective of myself, emotional self? Like, you think... You're invincible.
Well, you think you're invincible. You think this isn't going to affect me. What's the big deal?
Like, apparently, I don't know what the statistic is, but apparently males don't develop a sense of mortality and consequences till they're 25.
Mid-20s, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, which is why P-platers drive at 200 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, right.
But you're pushed into it, you know. Like, I can remember, you know, as a teenager going to the Peel or whatever, and there's all these images on screens and people behaving in a certain way. And you're thinking... Oh, so this is what I meant to do. Okay, well, I've bought the ticket, I've signed up. All right, I better... But it's not what you don't see. People sitting at home doing their laundry with their husband.
Yeah.
And then fighting because they don't put the fucking fabric softener in, Peter.
Oh, okay, all right.
and you don't... Do you know what I mean? You only one aspect...
lascivious gay culture is on display.
And you know, basically, if you think everyone at the nightclub is going to have abs and pecs like the people in porn,
yes,
then you've got another thing.
When you get there and the people don't all have abs and pecs like people in porn, then you might want to assume that the rest of it doesn't follow through either.
Yeah.
Number 4, Tim. don't, like, watch porn. Don't set your expectations from porn.
Oh, no. Oh,
God, can't I?
This is a really big thing. No, young people today, because porn is so ubiquitous and easily obtainable, that all their expectations come from porn, and it's such bullshit.
It's acting.
Yeah.
They're acting.
Yes.
They have injections in their penises to stay rock hard for 6 or 7 hours at a time.
They flick mayonnaise on someone's back and moan.
And pretend that
it's
actual juice.
And that is the last time I'm going to Sizzler.
But you know the other one they do is, and they cut back to a scene of penetration, so it seems like it's going for ages.
Yes, yes, but it's actually
15 to 20 minutes long, but in reality it's maybe 2 minutes of...
And they just keep replaying it from different angles.
And they're not necessarily enjoying it.
Yeah. Porn is a complete fantasy. That's why it's so good.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's not real. In fact, Twilight's probably more real than porn.
Oh, wow. I was getting a chubby up until that point. Right up to that. Just talk
profit to me. That was my sober voice.
Sober. I knew there was a reason I was sad.
Sober 24-year-old wog voice. Are you ready, Grunty?
All right, we'll see how we go.
All right.
Do you need to put on the... Do you need to get into character?
No! Do you need a moment to get into fucking therapy, fuckstone? I'm already in fucking character. This kind of resentful rage bubbles very close to the fucking surface.
I always wonder if this is how he tells Peter to do the dishes.
I think I've just figured out how you can spice up your sex life.
Oh, dear.
Keep stacking. Cry a bit more.
Cry a bit more. Oh, God. Talk profit to me. Now, Em, has a homosexual or a lesbian ever written you fan mail? I imagine the answer to this is yes.
Yes.
Yes, they have. Oh, God, have they. I'm the beacon for young gay men crossing over.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you get a lot of youngsters.
They think that maybe they're falling in love with me. Oh. And that's the first step to knowing you're a gay man.
You know, you're the fag whisperer.
I am the fag whisperer. I'm the last gas hotel for them. And,
right.
You know, they see me...
You're a gateway drug.
Yes. Oh, God, I can't be gay because I love her. And then I look at them and think, no, honey, back on your rollerblades. You are.
Back on your rollerblades.
You're like those signs on the highway in American movies, last gash for 200 miles.
I mean, I don't let them, you know, they don't ever see me naked. But no. I let them wear my shoes, honey, and then that's fine. So I get love letters from young boys who, you know, think that perhaps they were gay, but thank God they've seen me on the telly. And no, of course they're not. And of course I'm campus tits. And of course
How does your husband feel about this phenomenon?
My husband, I came with 8 gay men attached. He has, no choice. He's the straightest man in Australia. He is hairy and a surfer and doesn't wear shoes and hates pop music. So really, he's thankful for them because they really pick up the slack.
Yeah, right.
Because otherwise he would have to deal with that.
Yeah. Imagine the shit and the glitter the straight man would have to deal with.
I love
no, no, no.
8 gay men attached, like you're octofaggot.
Yeah.
My husband is living in a gay marriage unbeknownst to him. he has married a gay man and that's all there is to it. I have never vagina. So I'm that word on the show, it doesn't get set off to
actually.
Bitsy might get excited. But, oh, there she is.
Bitsy,
calm down.
Stop it, we're talking to Em.
Oh, she's our lesbian, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
So you've got Ruby Rose in your life. All we've got is fucking Bitsy.
I do.
You're a glamorous lesbian. Yeah. So I'm guessing this last question is redundant. Can you pass as gay at a gay bar?
Oh, honey.
That should be, can you pass on gay at a gay bar?
The catchphrase with me is I'm a gay man trapped in a straight woman's body who looks like a lesbian. I cross boundaries, genders. And if I'm in a lesbian bar, it's like I'm covered in catnip and and I make usually because they think I'm Ruby Rose because I often get mistaken for her, which is great. I mean, that's great. I mean, we've got short hair. People are unimaginative.
And, yeah. So, well, yeah, usually lesbian.
You know why? It's because there's only 7 lesbian haircuts.
Yes.
And, oh, honey, and you and Ruby share number 4. So you need to you know, cash in some points and get a number 5.
Yeah. Which is short on the top, long at the back.
Yeah.
Exactly. And look, I have been mistaken for a drag queen before when I used to perform at the Exchange, or the makeup I wear. Yeah. I come on there. I'm quite masculine looking. So I have been hit on by both sexes, and I love it.
And you wear a big shoe. Very big shoe.
Besides Ted, it's true. I have a large shoe. I shop in the men's wear department.
Oh, my God. Well, you're not doing yourself heels. Any favours.
You have to share heels with Thorpey.
What do you mean? You know, we share pearl necklaces, honey, not heels.
There are people, and I do know of people who get it cut off because it's painful.
Yeah, that's one thing.
But that's, you know, that's people who get it done as an adult. It doesn't go on that much anymore.
And if, you know, just don't get it cut off. And if you do, donate it to me because I want mine back.
You can grow it back with.
No, it already is. It already is. I'm working on it.
I just think, Will, if your boyfriend maybe lives in a creepy old house, has a cupboard that he says never open that cupboard.
Yeah.
Run for the hill.
Yeah. Does he have a crawl space?
Yeah. He's a dangerous man. Yeah. He's a dangerous man.
Check the freezer. Yeah.
So, Will, our advice to you is stop dating Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. I just want to have something while I'm watching Australia's Funniest Home Videos. Can you get your knob cut off, please? Feeling a little peckish. Something's nibble on. It starts with the foreskin and ends with, like, fingers and limbs.
Oh. Weird.
Oh, creepy, creepy.
Oh, what was that?
Did you actually fart?
No. Oh. I know, I'm sure one could be a rage.
What do you mean, did you actually fart?
As opposed to all of this.
I heard what sounded like a vibration.
It was a vibration. I don't know what it was. I think it was my balls dropping.
Finally.
Oh, thank God for that.
Is that because they were fucked up into your stomach? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fuck your balls up into your stomach. That's lovely.
Is that what just happened? Yeah. I was distracted for a second. I take my eyes off you for 1 second and you're fucking someone's balls into their stomach. Wow. Wow.
Oh, dear. I will start this bit. All right. All right, dear talking puppy.
I'm gonna fuck you into a hernia.
Talk puppy to me. It's 7:30.
Okay. And here's the Veronicas.
Imagine if we were broadcasting into Perth right now. Who'd know?
Indeed. Now, the letter from the listener.
Oh, fuck, I don't know if I can do it.
Sorry for wasting time.
That was fucking hilarious.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. I was begging you to stop, Toby. Make you stop.
When?
Make you stop.
Coot Island.
Coot Island. I'll make him stop. It's a kryptonite.
Oh, you've made him more little now. Oh, Toby. Toby. All right, let's actually see if this makes sense if we do this segment.
All right.
Because it might be tough.
Might be rubbish.
We might be done.
Yep. Talk puffy to me.
Oh, God. Oh. This has been going for 10 minutes. I can't stop.
Talk profit to me.
Well, I am having a bizarre three-way chat now about some entertainment identities. Nath Valvo and Wes Snelling, both of whom are doing shows coming up. Now, Nath, what are you doing?
Which one are we talking about?
Well, you've got two on, haven't you? You've got Grindr.
I've got Grindr, a love story, happening in Melbourne Midsummer and Sydney Mardi Gras.
Right.
And then I've got my Walk of Shame show for the Comedy Festival.
Right. And Wes, what have you got on?
Okay. I've got a walk on the west side, which Talking Pussy is involved with, by the way.
I think we're in that, yes.
Yes, which is a fabulous big event out of the substation in Newport for Midsummer.
Yeah.
On February 3rd, and it's myself, that would be Wes Snelling.
You.
Tina Del Twist, that would be my auntie.
Your auntie.
Josh Thomas.
Yes.
Hannah Gadsby.
Yes.
And Ben Bennett, Rebecca Barnard, Talking Pussy, Wes Snelling, Wes Snelling.
And
also, I've got a comedy festival show coming up too.
Excellent. And that will be on the Comedy Festival website at some point, I imagine.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And Nate, you're involved with that too, aren't you, bitch?
I am. So the particular night I'm on, we should plug that probably more.
No, because Talking Puffy are doing that as well. We're all doing that. So that, jump online at talkingpuffy.com.au. It's the easiest way. I will link to every one of your
shows.
Yeah, your shows.
And some private pics maybe. Hey, Wes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Can you two stop flirting?